Appendix 1. Getting comfortable with qualia. For many listeners, the term qualia will be new and perhaps alien. We have placed so much importance on this word that we want you to be comfortable with it. One difficulty is that qualia are all-inclusive. Every experience is made of qualia, or qualities in consciousness. On a nice summer day, it's not hard to accept the qualia delivered by the five senses: the warm air, bright sunlight, the smell of newly mown grass, and so on. It's harder to believe that your body is also experienced as qualia. All the sensations you are having at this very minute would have no reality unless you experienced them personally, and therefore the body is a bundle of qualia. Going a level deeper, the brain's experiences are also qualia. When a concept becomes this universal, it's hard to know what to do with it. Where are the rules and boundaries? Or do we live in a reality made of qualia soup? And what about the experience of an external reality? A world out there. That is also a qualia experience. There are no rules to qualia that have the same status as the natural laws that classical physics laid down and that quantum physics took to an unimaginable level of sophistication. A ripe sweet peach floods the senses with experience, not numbers, equations, and principles. One can't use the same vocabulary as in the domain of physicalists. Sweet isn't heavier, lighter, bigger, smaller, or denser than ripe or warm. The great advantage of qualia science, if that's the direction science takes in the future, is how perfectly it matches reality. Tasting a peach is a direct experience, needing no conceptual framework. This very absence of abstract concepts greatly irritates many mainstream scientists, but it's the seed for a new view of nature, transforming the physical universe into a consciousness-based universe. To give you a compact vision of how qualia science might develop in the future, here's a brief set of principles, which we have distilled from the expanded argument of this audiobook. Qualia Principles: The Foundation for a Science of Consciousness. 1. Science is materialistic, accepting as a given that the physical universe exists as it presents itself. But quantum physics long ago undermined the very notion of physical objects. At its foundation, the universe isn't solid, tangible, or fixed. Therefore, the old science of an external physical universe has been mortally wounded by the new science of quantum physics. 2. This ambiguity opens the door for an entirely new interpretation of nature: qualia science. 3. If physicality is radically compromised, what can be taken as a reliable foundation for future science? The one constant that is rejected by materialists: consciousness. Consciousness makes all experience possible. Attempts to exclude it from objective experiments cannot elude this fact. 4. Qualia science begins with the assertion that consciousness is not a trait that evolved from a material basis until it fully emerged in human beings. Consciousness is fundamental and without cause. It is the ground state of existence. As conscious beings, humans cannot experience, measure, or conceive of a reality devoid of consciousness. 5. Consciousness, as the ground state of normal reality, behaves like a field, in all respects like quantum fields for matter and energy. As in any field, consciousness interacts with itself. This interaction proliferates into every specific form of consciousness, such as our own. Consciousness did not arise as a secondary property of atoms and molecules over time. But it must be understood that there is a deeper level of consciousness that has no dimensions, because any dimension in space-time contains qualia, and, in itself, pure consciousness has no qualia. It is the source of qualia, just as the quantum vacuum is the source of quanta. Consciousness can be considered the field of all fields, since it is the field that makes possible the existence of all fields. 6. Every specific form of consciousness, an elephant, porpoise, rhesus monkey, or a person, experiences the world subjectively. Individual subjectivity remains within the field of consciousness, which is its source. No form of consciousness is isolated from its source, just as no electromagnetic activity is ever isolated from the universal field of electromagnetism. 7. For human beings, subjective experiences are in the form of sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts, SIFT. The general term for these is qualia. Subjective reality is a vast composite of different qualia, such as color, light, pain, pleasure, texture, taste, memory, desire, anxiety, and joy. 8. All subjective experiences are qualia. This includes every perception, cognition, and mental event. No mental event can be left out, including feelings of love, compassion, suffering, hostility, sexual pleasure, and religious ecstasy. At a subtle level, qualia are perceived as insight, intuition, imagination, inspiration, creativity. 9. Objective, external physical reality comes to us through the qualia we are set up to perceive, not in and of itself. Without our subjective participation, space, time, matter, and energy, including all scientific variables and quantities, do not exist in themselves. Or if they do, their reality is impenetrable. We live in a qualia universe. All our interactions with it are experiential, hence, ultimately, subjective. Objective data have no independent existence, since they must be part of the data collector's experience. 10. The experience of the body is a qualia experience. The experience of mental activity is a qualia experience. The experience of the world, and any other worlds, is a qualia experience. 11. The I feeling is a qualia experience. The you experience is a qualia experience. 12. Qualia, then, allow us to connect everything together through a common property. Every single thing is an aspect of one field of consciousness.